Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Metalla Royalty and Streaming, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTA. Also on the NYSE under that same symbol, MTA. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Brett Heath. Now, Brett, we're following up on a news release that came out at the beginning of this week, November 15th. It's Q3 financial results and asset updates. Now, I will post a link to this news release because there are a lot of asset updates, 21 in total that are outlined in that news release. We're not going to have time to get to them all. We are going to cover some of the, I guess, bigger asset updates, but that's not to discredit all of those asset updates. So it is worthwhile for all of you to read over those asset updates, and you can email us if you want more information on any of those updates that are held or the assets that are held by Metalla. Brett, I do just want to start off big picture here. You have a quote in the second paragraph of this news release that really summarizes the third quarter growth as well as what the company has done in the first three quarters of 2021, especially on the acquisition front. Take us through, Brett, what happened so far this year in terms of the growth news events for the company, please.
Thanks, Corey. I mean, in summary, we added serious bulk this year from a gold equivalent basis to our account. We had a record 7 acquisitions, so busy year for Metalla and our shareholders. And we added some just incredible assets. I mean, 5% on the South Domes portion of the Castle Mountain mine. For $15 million. I mean, this added 68,000 gold equivalent ounces to our account. We did an acquisition of a 1.35% royalty on the Côté Gold Project, which mainly covers the all of Gosselin and a portion of Côté. This also, adds with the recent update of the resource on Gosselin of 5 million ounces. This also adds, another kind of 60 to 70,000 gold equivalent ounces to our account. We acquired a royalty on Barrick Gold's Del Carmen project. I mean, they're getting some incredible results down there. It looks like they've got some new porphyry targets that they're looking at. We haven't got their update on the PEA yet for Del Carmen, but I think it's supposed to come by the end of this year. And they're also targeting kind of 2 to 3.5 million ounces on that property. We got a 0.5% royalty on that earlier this year. The 0.75% gross value royalty on the Tocantinzinho project. This is an asset that just a top tier mining developer. I mean, these guys are so good that the majors use them to build their mines. Believe it or not, this is G Mining Ventures Corp, and they're going to go in there. They're going to do more drilling. They're going to redo the existing technical report using a higher gold price. The last one was done at $1,200. I believe they're going to go in, look at it at $1,400. There's just a ton of upside at depth on this asset. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see this asset go from 2 to probably upwards of 3 million ounces over the next year. One that even surprised us was this royalty acquisition that we made on Amalgamated Kirkland. There were two properties that we picked up royalties on in the Kirkland Lake camp. One was owned by Kirkland Lake and one was owned by Agnico Eagle. And this was a royalty, we picked up for just under 700,000 Canadian in cash. We didn't even have a standalone press release on it. It just got put out in our quarter. A lot of investors, missed it just because of the size of it. But given this, this merger here with Agnico and Kirkland Lake, I mean, they are highlighting the AK property as really one of the top synergies. Kirkland Lake now is going to be able to develop into this asset, less than 100 meters, adding upwards of 1 million ounces. And so this is something that went from probably not going to produce for us in the next 5 years, to definitely going to be likely cash flowing to us in a very meaningful way within the next few years. So just lots going on. Serious bulk, again, added to the portfolio, added to the NAV at I would say, some of the most accretive prices that we've ever had in our company's history, you know, at a time where, you know, the market is really been quite competitive. So we're really excited about this year. And we're really excited about these assets and the value that we think will surface probably in the near future for our shareholders.
So Brett, let's talk about some of these asset updates, and we'll start with that North AK property. That's the one that you mentioned that is owned by Kirkland Lake. Now it's that synergy between Kirkland and Agnico Eagle. Metalla holds a 0.45% NSR royalty on this North AK property. It's adjacent to the Macassa near surface resource. Just take us through that transaction then and this asset, because as you mentioned, it has kind of flown under the radar. So give us some more color here on this one, please.
Sure. So this was an asset that was really strategic for both companies. And I think that's why that they're really highlighting this. I mean, if you go look at any of the recent presentations or interviews or anything in regards to the merger between Agnico and Kirkland Lake, you'll likely hear about this AK property. And, you know, these properties border each other. It was strategic because it was a material piece of kind of the whole upper Beaver camp that Agnico has been developing. But it was something that was likely going to be behind a few other of the assets within the Kirkland Lake camp for Agnico. Kirkland always wanted it, but Agnico, again, it was strategic for them. It was kind of a bigger, broader piece of what they have going up there. So now that the property is merged, they've got 100 meters of development to access upwards of 1 million ounces of gold, with probably a significant amount of more upside once they're able to develop down there and do even more additional drilling. So this was something where they're going to be able to put this into production with a very, very small amount of capital in a very, very short period of time. And they're going to be able to add to the Macassa mill. And it's really just a great synergy. I mean, it's a great example of the benefits that these two companies will have together. And so we're really excited about this, because not only does it mean that, you know, we're going to get likely some near-term cash flow, you know, opportunity from, you know, I would say, or I would really argue, probably the best gold company on the planet once the merger is complete. I mean, their suite of assets and their operations teams together, you know, even though they're not the biggest, I think they're, I mean, I would say they're probably, in my personal opinion, you know, definitely one of the best operators. So we're super happy about that. And, you know, that's the best part about being in the royalty business. And it really is a testament to our strategy. I believe our strategy is a bit more patient than others, but we like to buy these types of assets, the great operator royalties with great operators running them on these proven geological trends with, you know, significant potential organic growth, which is where we're seeing this happen right now.
Yeah, Brett, it's always nice to see solid operators hanging on to one of the royalties you have and taking them forward and growing with them and having the capital to deploy and the knowledge and experience to deploy. So hats off to that. Let's move over to one of the other royalties that was highlighted in this news release, and that's the update from IAM Gold's Côté and Gosselin deposits. They're under construction. They're about a third of the way through. Metalla holds a 1.35% net smelter royalty on a portion of the Côté deposit and all of the Gosselin zone. And what's interesting here is that they're probably going to be exploring that saddle zone between the two deposits. It may be that they kind of merge the two together. Bring us up to speed on what's going on with this big asset package.
Yeah, so this is, I think, out of our entire portfolio right now, we're probably more excited about this asset than anything else. Gosselin, so when we acquired this royalty earlier this year, we acquired this royalty that covered an advanced stage exploration property called Gosselin. There was no existing reserve or resource on this property. I mean, they did have some just incredible drill intercepts, hundreds and hundreds of meters of kind of 1 to 2 gram material. So, you know, we knew that this was definitely going to be big. You know, even we didn't think it was going to be, you know, over 5 million ounces out of the gate. Specifically, they got to 5 million ounces and they excluded a lot of the drilling that they recently did. As they infill that drilling, some of those drill results, again, that they excluded from the 5 million ounce resource were hundreds of meters of gram to 2 gram material. So as that gets infilled, I mean, Gosselin is going to get a lot bigger. And 5 million ounces is already a very big asset. But we see this thing, you know, likely, probably, I think it has potential to get upwards of 10 million ounces on this project. So this really has all of the, you know, the full recipe to become a potential cornerstone asset. We did send a note out to shareholders when this came out, just flagging it for them. But it's got huge potential here. So very, very excited about it. It continues to push forward. I believe that we'll continue to see Gosselin grow, and combined with Côté, I wouldn't be surprised if we see the total project go, upwards of 30 million ounces of gold. I mean, it's currently with this update at 19. So as both of these projects continue to grow, mainly Gosselin, it's going to make this asset be very, very strategic. Not only for IAMGOLD, but just a strategic asset in general. And our royalty covers all of Gosselin. It covers a large part of where they're drilling in between the two properties on Saddle. And then it also covers a portion of the Côté pit, which we estimated previously at about 6%, but as the Côté pit looks like it also is continuing to expand, we may see that go from 6 to 7 to 8, you know, potentially even 9% of Côté. So just an incredible asset in the making here. And this is what we try to do. We try to get ahead of the curve. We try to position our shareholders again in these proven geological trends with great counterparties, and we position them ahead of potential material catalysts. And so this is another great example of us coming in the summertime and picking up this royalty. Obviously there's no guarantee that it was going to have 5 million ounces on it out of the gate. It could have been less, obviously. There's no crystal ball that we have, but the way that we see it is that, you know, if we buy enough of these royalties and they all have these same great characteristics, with great counterparties, then we will see some of them turn out to be very incredible assets and in turn be very beneficial for the shareholders. So we're very excited about this one.
One thing to note about that asset as well is that there is a production target out there of second half 2023. So that's less than 2 years away. Let's also talk about one other company update or one other asset update here, the Wasamac project that is owned by Yamana. Yamana announced some initial drill results, but I think the big picture here is Yamana is planning on spending around $15 million, about 120,000 meters of drilling being planned at this asset to grow the resource and eventually move more towards a construction development stage. But what did you want to highlight here in terms of these initial drill results at the Wasamac project?
So Yamana continues to have just great results at Wasamac. When we bought this royalty as part of the portfolio that we acquired from Alamos Gold, you know, it was owned by a junior that was advancing it, but it had some really great qualities to it. I mean, it was over 2.5 million ounces. It was a historic asset. It had some great infrastructure. It was right in the middle of the Cadillac Larder Fault trend in Quebec. And so it has some great things. So we really liked those attributes. And so now in the hands of Yamana, you know, which was in a junior's hand looking at, you know, maybe the mine potentially doing 125, 135,000 ounces a year, you know, Yamana just already have looked at this and have guided to a mine doing about 200,000 ounces a year for at least 15 years. So, you know, this just shows what the potential is that they think. They already made a new discovery along the Wildcat Zone. So, I mean, I think we definitely can see this asset go likely over 3 million ounces. You know, it has, you know, when we bought it about 2.5, and we think it'll likely go over 3. And it's just going to be another great asset. Yamana is spending a lot of money. They're going to be doing 120,000 meters of drilling just on this property. So that's pretty incredible. Well, the Wasamac and kind of the surrounding properties in that camp there. So anyway, it's another great example of an asset that you know, we've got a 1.5% royalty on it currently, and we think it will be a very, very long life asset as Yamana brings it in production here over the next few years.
Okay, and remember, these are just 3 asset updates out of a total of 21 from that news release. So click the link below to read over all those asset updates. Let's quickly chat about the Q3 financial results then. Royalty revenue that came in that 3-month period, $800,000 for the 9-month ended. You're $2.2 million in terms of royalty revenue. The gold equivalent ounces attributable to the company in Q3 alone, 766, and a little over 2,100 for the first 3 quarters combined. What do you want to highlight in terms of these financial results here, Brett?
Yeah. So, I mean, the assets for the quarter, they perform great. We've got 5 producing assets currently. You know, that, as you noted, they did 766 attributable gold equivalent ounces for the quarter. We're just under 2,200 ounces for the 3 quarters. Our guidance for the year was 2,200 to 3,200. So it looks like we'll probably end up a bit above half of that guidance. It's looking like a good year. But I mean, what I'd like to comment on is more than just what we've been able to buy over the last couple of years and the more assets that have come in production, is that, you know, we had, you know, when Endeavor was our biggest cash flowing asset and that went on care and maintenance, that really put, from a cash flow perspective, us in a hole. And we've been able to grow that all the way back and then some, the company is back to, you know, an operating cash flow perspective positive. And we look to, for that to just continue to increase, you know, pretty significantly over the next few years. We're going to be looking forward to El Realito coming on next year. You know, and with a handful of others that will likely come on potentially, you know, if not the end of next year, for sure, kind of 2023, 2024, as you noted, with Beaufort, with Cote, with, you know, Tocantinzinho, you know, Wasamac, there's about a dozen or so different assets we have in our development pipeline. And if you pull up our latest corporate presentation, we actually highlighted just an idea for investors to see really this growth that we've been able to build. That can give you a good idea. And the great thing is that almost every single one of these projects are being self-financed by these major companies. You don't have the financing risk. You don't have to deal with junior operators. You don't have to deal with the typical issues that you find with smaller companies. These are the best, the top, the most blue chip mining operators in the world. They're making great money. They're advancing these projects. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on them, as we've noted. And you know, it looks like we're really going to start to see some of the hard work that we've put in over the last 5 years really start to surface some of that value here. So it'll be an exciting next couple of years as we look forward.
Well, Brett, then just as we wrap up, let's focus on next year. Let's focus on 2022 in the short term. You've had a bang up year this year with acquisitions and a lot of growth in your partner companies. What's coming down the slate for 2022 next year?
So we're just going to continue to make our best effort, keep our heads down, and execute as we have since the very beginning. I mean, this year especially has been by far heads and shoulders above any time in the past, whether it's been with Metalla or in the previous, even before Metalla was started. It has been the most competitive environment I've ever seen in the royalty market. It's just hands down, I've never seen anything like it, but it just goes to show in the most competitive environment that we've ever seen, we've been able to have, you know, a record year, and it's, you know, we're really excited about what we're able to accomplish this year, and we're going to look to continue on, keep our heads down. We're going to look to buy assets with these same type of attributes as we acquired this year. And we're going to look to buy them, you know, outside of competitive processes, bilaterally, so we can add that direct accretive growth directly to the bottom line, which over time results in you know, a higher share price. So we hope investors, you know, are excited. It looks like gold is moving right now. You know, I've seen a number of indicators looking in just across the board from fundamental to technical to others. You know, it looks to me like gold is ready to move here. Everything has lined up. I mean, it's coming off just extreme negative sentiment over the last kind of 3-4 months. And we're seeing things change, and we're seeing things change pretty rapidly here. So for any gold investors that are out there that may feel a little beat up here, you know, holding these stocks over the last year, is kind of the gold price has done actually not terrible. It's done pretty good. And the equities have, you know, I believe have been a bit of a disconnect over the last 12 months. And I think they're going to be very well rewarded here. So I'd like to end it on that.
All right, Brett, thank you for this update. We covered a lot here. And again, I will be posting that link to the news release below so everyone can read over all those asset updates. And if any of you have any follow-up questions for Brett, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. Brett, thanks as always for your time. We'll follow up on the back of some more news.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.